on a wind-swept Lake Kentucky a few weeks ago. The Briarwood Christian duo of Tucker Smith and Hayden Marbutt won the Bassmaster High School National Fishing Championship. The title is Smith's third straight at the Prep Fishing Power located in Birmingham, Alabama. Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you've helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Tucker Smith is back with me on the program today. All right, Tucker, three-time national champion in high school in bass fishing. What is your secret in locating these prize fish? How do you do it? You have to kind of think like a fish or what?
I would say the secret, putting a lot of time on the water is probably one of the biggest things. And just being able to break down a lake, it's the biggest thing is finding the fish, and that's about the hardest thing you can do. A lot of people can catch them, but knowing exactly where they are is really the hardest thing. I've truly been blessed, though, these past few years, because to qualify for a national championship is an amazing, opportunity, but to win it, especially three times, is really unbelievable, and I don't think I would be able to do it without the good Lord, so I'm really blessed to be able to do that.
So high school fishing is in the rearview mirror for you now, and you're dropping the line for Auburn on that college team in the SEC. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. Auburn is it's a great school, especially for fishing. It's a good central location for bass fishing because you've got 10 to 20 different lakes all an hour away from the school. So you've got tons of places to choose from. We've got a big team at Auburn. We've got, I think, almost 100 kids in the club, so it's a pretty big program. And my goal there is to fish all the college tournaments and hopefully qualify for the Bassmaster Classic one day. You have to finish top four in a national championship in college, and then from there you fish a bracket, and whoever wins the bracket gets to go to the Classic, and that's the biggest tournament in bass fishing with all the pros. So that's really my goal for college, and then other than that, I'm going to try to fish some opens and qualify for the Elite Series, which is the pro tournaments through the opens. If you win one of those, you get Angler of the Year points. If at the end of the year, if you, I think it's top three for Angler of the Year points, you get to go fish it as an Elite Pro. So that would be another goal that I would try to achieve through college.
Good. We've had a bunch of those Elite Series fishermen on the show talking about their tournaments, Angler of the Year, and talking about their faith, too. That would be really cool for you, wouldn't it? It'd be a dream come true for you to eventually make the Elite Series, wouldn't it?
It definitely is. That would be the dream. I've been dreaming about it since I was a little kid, and I hope I get the chance to do it one day. And also, one of my best buddies, Aaron Martins, he's going through a lot right now. He got diagnosed with brain cancer, and he's been fighting through that, but he's a professional fisherman, one of the best in the world, and I talk to him on a daily basis, and he's a good man of God, too, so it's cool to see his story and see him fight through this, and I'm honestly blessed to have him as a good buddy. So
yeah, well, we'll keep him in our prayers for sure. A few years ago, bass fishing, Tucker, was one of the fastest-growing collegiate sports in the country. Can you give us a sense of how bass fishing's growing on the college landscape?
Yeah, yes, sir. It's really taking off. If you watch on all these platforms on TV, you can see that now the college and high school tournaments are getting broadcasted on ESPN2 and all that. So it's really growing. And I mean, I'm not really exactly sure why it's growing. I love fishing, and it's just like taking off. I don't really know the reason, but I think it's faster growing than any other sport right now, and it's pretty amazing to see that everybody wants to fish and have the same passion as us. So it's really cool because it gives us, you know, it just really puts it out there that fishing is actually cool. So people are starting to do it now.
Yeah. All right. Tucker Smith of Briarwood Christian, their national champion bass fishing team, on the show with me today. Not just a fisherman, but he's fishing for men through his faith in Jesus and sharing that. Tell me how Jesus is living through you and in your life there at Auburn, because I know that you want to put him first and put him in charge of your sport, don't you?
Yes, sir, I definitely am. I want to thank my parents, honestly, for that, because they raised me up in a Christian home and brought me up in that, and they've taught me a lot of what I know. And then also going to Briarwood, it's really helped me. And they've also taught me a ton, and having those mentors like Coach Goss and Coach Matthews, they've honestly raised me up as a man of God. So I'm really appreciative for all those people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tucker Smith, now at Auburn, in the SEC fishing there, but just recently won a third straight national high school bass fishing tournament. Tucker, thanks, and look forward to maybe connecting with you again on the show. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time.